Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of today's show says it all. The one that didn't get away. You see, you gotta find a way to get your family into the outdoors. Create the moment. Create the time that you will speak about for the rest of your lives. For those of you that know me, hey, I'm an environmental scientist. I'm filming the outdoors. I do research in the outdoors. And I just sort of play in the outdoors as well. But my passion is fishing. So on this adventure, Gabby and I picked up Evelyn early in the morning. And Evelyn's my niece. And we were going to go on a little fishing adventure. Well, there's a store that we always stop because, hey, I don't typically use worms or mealworms when I'm fishing. But when you're with a little kid and you want to get them on fish, because remember, it's called fishing, not catching. But little kids, they need to catch to keep the attention going. Well, we stop at L&H all the time. And I haven't been there probably in about 6-8 months. So we get down there, and all of a sudden I pull in the parking lot, and L&H is gone. This big old log cabin, beautiful outdoor store, is now a physical therapy place. And I was like, no, can't be. And it's the only place I knew to get worms and mealworms because I'm not from that area. So we pull around the back, and I'm just trying to figure things out. And with Gab's good eyes, Gabby sees an osprey, I'm going to say, 20 feet away, 15 feet up in a tree. So I said, all right, move slowly. We get out, we get the camera, because, hey, these are photos, and photos for a lifetime for these two. So we get out there, and with the naked eye, they're taking a look at them, and I'm able to get the, and again, I always have the big old good cameras with me, get that photo, and Evelyn's able, and by the way, Evelyn's only about 5 years old, so she's able to look into my lens and see what's going on. It's a really neat thing. So now, we actually have this adventure, I guess, coupled with the adventure of Wyatt and Dylan, my college nephews, and we'll get to that adventure in a little bit, but this one was just really, and I like to use the word special because this was a special family moment. So, I am now going to gear up two ultralight rods, the tiniest little hooks. And since I don't have rubber mealworms and regular worms, earthworms, I cut off a piece of a Yamamoto rubber worm, the tiniest little piece. The water was super warm because, again, this is the height of summertime. We were at Spring Lake, and I'm telling you, water temps were so high. It was just going to be a bluegill day. But once again, if you can get a little kid onto a bluegill, as far as they're concerned, if it's a shark, they're excited. But if it's a bluegill, they're just as excited because, as Coach Gorski says, if it wiggles, it counts. And that's what it was about. So Gabby said to me, so how come you only have two rods? Why not three, one for you? I said, you'll see. And all of a sudden, she saw me running from rod to rod. So I worked on Gab's casting a little bit, and then all of a sudden, I'm teaching Evelyn to cast. And the first thing was, I did Gab's first, so Evelyn just had a picture in her mind. Hey, so you see that this is how it's done. And then there's the patience, because once again, if you're a little kid, it's like, okay, I cast out, so where's the fish? Well, it does take a little bit of time, and I am letting you know, this is the reason why you take family fishing. We're out there maybe 10 minutes, and Evelyn says to me in the sweetest little voice, I want to thank you, Uncle Joey, for taking me fishing. Hey, my day was made like right there. That's what life is about, and that's why you take these moments with the families, and that's why we say the one that didn't get away, that moment is etched in my mind forever. Also, with my camera, I take images, so photos, and there are images for a lifetime. So I share that with you as well. So we fished for a little bit, didn't get anything there, and I knew of another spot. And the other spot many times has poison ivy growing near it. And I've actually called, think about this, I don't even live in this town, but I've called the local town officials and said, hey, and they actually have cleared it up. So We went over there. There was only one little bit of poison ivy in one corner, not where we were going to fish, but I took the time, because here's the learning curve. I took the time and said, ladies, and Gab knows, but she just needs to see it again, because poison ivy sometimes grows different size leaves, different color stems. Early spring, it's all red. So I showed him, I said, here's poison ivy, we're not going over there. But once again, the learning piece that goes along. Hey, it wasn't about fishing, it was about non-itching, and that's real important. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, while we have to move the gear from, we'll say, point A to point B near the poison ivy, but not next to it, if you understand what I just explained, we got to move, you know, tackle box, a couple different rods, snacks, etc. Well, we pick up the gear, and all of a sudden, magically, my hand is being held by Evelyn, because that's what she wanted. And to me, once again, it was the perfect day. Well, we get over there. We fish for a little bit. They get on to a couple little bluegills, and I already know. My day is made, because if you can catch fish with a young child, your day is made. And my day was, from if you listen to the story, was made a number of times. So there's this old wooden bridge that goes across the lake. So when we're done, we're going to hike up onto the bridge. And they got to see a perspective of the lake from just a different view, but just a real pretty thing. And more photos. Well, we take a break for snacks. And I don't know how this started, but probably from when Evelyn was like 3 years old. Somehow, I just, snack, we were going somewhere, zoo, who knows where. And I gave her an apple. And she loved it. And every time I am with this girl, I just hand her an apple. Would you like an apple? So I actually open up my cooler. We're going to sit and have a snack. Evelyn was like, no, I don't want one. And I was like, my eyes lit up. Okay. So I said, Gab, you want it? And she said, nah, I really don't want an apple. I was like I was floundering there for a second. I also brought from Inspector Dave's Garden. I always stop over there. And he's gracious, he and his wife, Diane, to give me, we're best friends, and give me some things. And Gab's got turned on to his bell peppers there. Organic bell peppers, nothing better. So I brought one because I was going to cut off a little piece for Gab. I was going to cut off a little piece for Evelyn just because I know Gab would eat it, but just let them try it. So first I just cut a piece of apple and I hand it to Evelyn. She takes a little nibble of it. And Evelyn goes, can I have my own apple? I said, yeah, here. Gab says to me, can I eat the bell pepper? And my eyes lit up on that. I was like, yeah. So I hand her the bell pepper, and I've taken photos of this one. She is now munching on a whole bell pepper. I've never seen this from a child ever. But if that's what she wanted to eat, that was wonderful. So Evelyn and I had our own apples. So we finished our snack. And the crazy thing about Spring Lake, it's a freshwater lake that's got to be about, I don't know, a quarter of a mile, maybe half a quarter of a mile from the ocean. So we take a short ride over to the beach. There's a little boardwalk there at Spring Lake. And we just simply do maybe a couple hundred yards just to see something different, but to be together as a family. And then the village of Spring Lake is probably going back past the lake. So it's about a half a mile from the ocean. So we go there because we're going to go now to a restaurant and hang out. We sit down, we order, and it's just about lunchtime. And I am letting you know that my heart got to melt once again because Evelyn says to me, we're sitting there waiting for our food, and she says, I want to thank you for taking me to a nice restaurant. Just like out of the blue, out of her heart. And it was just like so great. And again, enjoying that time, and we giggle and we laugh and just, hey, I guess I get to be a big kid because I was not going to let this one get away. So lunch is done. We search because there used to be a surf shop down there, and I was just taking a look. So surf shop, not there, but we just walked through a little bit, and now it's the end of this part of the adventure. And I'm letting you know, it's not the end of this show because we're going to talk about Wyatt and Dylan and that adventure, but the end of this adventure always ends with a pound because we're a family. Instead of handshakes, we all pound. and hugs, because, hey, hugging is a great thing. And that's how all adventures should end. And that was the end of a great day. But 2 days later, my adventure continued with Wyatt and Dylan. See, they are my college-bound nephews. And as I'm recording this show right now, they're already off to back to their colleges. Seniors, Wyatt, senior, University of South Carolina. Dylan, senior, Texas A&M. Two great guys. So I gave them a call and said, hey, you guys want to grab the kayaks and the paddle boards and let's get out and go this afternoon? And it was one of those crazy, crazy upper 90s days. So we all prevailed in making the decision that it was just a little too warm. And if you listen to my paddleboard review show, you know that that paddleboard, Wyatt so wanted to get onto it if he could for that reason, because since he's 6'7", I've got the ultimate paddleboard for him. But we made a decision. We said, all right, hey, you know what? Not going to be a paddleboard kayak day, but let's just go out in the afternoon fish, knowing, that, again, upper 90s. So once again on this one, I have a delivery from Dave's Organic Garden, some of the peppers from my garden as well. So my sister, very happy to see, I don't know if she's happy to see me or the squash and hot peppers that I brought up there. And she said that she didn't realize how hot some of them were when they cooked a few of them up. Well, Rob, my brother-in-law, he was going to be mulch man on this day. He was just, literally, at this juncture, he was already into mulching around the flower beds. And he was just going to keep, and sometimes there's peace in what you do. And he was just going to enjoy that. So Wyatt, Dylan, and I are going to gear up, go into the Joey B Mobile. I got my truck, and we're going to go off and go fishing. Well, we always joke about it. Dylan has enough gear probably to start his own fishing store. He shows up with a smaller backpack with less gear, and I was like, holy moly. Like, how come you don't have, like, you know, the gear of a lifetime, pouches and packs and all this? And he decided to pack a light, which I thought was really neat. And they had a private pass to a local reservoir. So it was a short ride, maybe about a mile, 2 miles, whatever it is. And now they were going to hike down the trail. But you see, this is the one that didn't get away. The hike down the trail was the time that we begin to have our conversations. Some of it's about the expectations of, hey, guess what? Senior year. And I do mean this. And for those of you that are going through this, and if you're a younger listener, high school goes fast. College goes twice as fast, and both of them are saying they cannot believe that they are seniors at this juncture. So we talk a little bit about what's coming up in their senior year, and we get down to where we wanted to fish. And I am letting you know that the week, you know, and this goes into the Gabby, Evelyn, Wyatt, Dylan fishing adventure week that this show's about. We had temperatures that were right around 100 degrees, and with the humidity, you were living in temps that, you know, go to 110, 115 degrees. So the water was crazy warm, and we already knew mid-afternoon, hot sun, probably not a great fishing day. There was not much casting room here, but again, these guys are pretty proficient in their casting. This time, I did take a rod with me because I wasn't going to have to run from fishing rod to fishing rod, giving the help that, you know, was needed with the younger ladies. So Dylan puts on a trout magnet, and the trout magnet, believe it or not, is great for catching bluegills. So Dylan becomes the bluegill king, and he's just catching gill after gill after gill, catch and release, and that's who we are. We're all a family of catch and release so that they can grow up, have babies, and get a little bit larger themselves and enjoy their lives. So he is catching those. Wyatt and I got a couple Senko worms on there, just looking for a big old bass, but knowing, especially in a reservoir, deeper water, they're going to be down in that deeper water because it's cooler. There was a deep drop off, like right towards the edge there. And we know the fish are down deep. Probably not going to catch a fish. But what we are going to catch is the moment of a lifetime that the three of us, because guess what? That moment is now gone. But that moment now is etched in our minds. And that's what the one that didn't get away. That's what this show is all about. So we moved to a shaded area in the woods. Again, not much casting room, but just, again, the shade was more for us than it was for the fish because, in this case, one of those super hot days. But just, once again, just to hang out, discussing what's going on. And both of them had internships over the summer. So our conversations went to the internships and how that could help them in their future careers. So you see, some of it's serious and some of it's laughing and just, hey, brother joking about brother and uncle joking with it. And that's what it is. But it's the time that we're spending together, because I know in my heart, and they're already gone, I knew in my heart that's the last time I was going to see them till Thanksgiving. So we actually had a tough fishing day, but the opposite is we had a great family day. And remember this, it's called fishing, not catching. Because if it was called catching, you'd catch fish all the time. Well, we were fishing. And I think today we were fishing for fish, but we were trying to catch a moment that didn't get away. Bring your family a bit closer with a great outdoor adventure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.